welcome to another episode of the How to IT Strategy podcast. In this episode, we'll talk about business capability models, what they are, and why they are useful when you are thinking about and developing your IT strategy. In my upcoming course, How to IT Strategy, which you can sign up for at howtoitstrategy.com, we'll go into more detail around how to create and use business capability models and even provide some templates to assist the process. So, what is a business capability model? The Wikipedia entry for business capabilities has a pretty good definition. Business capability models represent high-level views of an organization from the perspective of its business capabilities. Essentially, they briefly describe everything that an organization can do. Business capability models are very stable and organizationally neutral in nature. They are largely independent of specific organizational structures, reporting relationships, political agendas, and cultural aspects of individual business leaders, current initiatives, and projects. Furthermore, most changes happening in organizations do not affect the fundamental structure of their business capability models. So, a business capability model should provide a complete but high-level view of the what of an organization. Barring a significant change in the organization's business model, the business capabilities of an organization stay relatively stable. However, their implementation might not. A business capability model also does not show how in terms of how the capabilities are implemented. So why are business capability models useful when thinking about IT strategy? A business capability model helps you view an organization holistically, without getting distracted by potentially transient things such as organization structure or specific stakeholders' views of the organization. Thinking at the levels of capability helps you think about the technology that needs to support the individual capabilities. You can use a business capability model to overlay your current strategy or your planned strategy. Think about how IT supports your business capabilities, for example, application support for those business capabilities. You can overlay feedback from your stakeholders on areas of issue or opportunity. You can also use analysis of the business capability model to highlight gaps or deficiencies within your organization, which you may need to plan to close in your strategy as part of a gap analysis. For example, if as part of your strategy engagement you are aware of a new initiative, e.g. moving into a new market, which might require capabilities you know to be missing or deficient in your organization, then you can plan to address that as part of your IT strategy. I've personally found using a business capability model really useful in presenting a visualization of how key areas of the IT strategy will positively impact key business capabilities, and then tied those capabilities back into replaying how they support key elements of the business strategy to make it clear to stakeholders how strategic decisions in the IT strategy help achieve their business strategy. So how do you go about creating a business capability model? In a previous episode, we talked about the value of thinking about your organization's value propositions and then value streams. These are important prior steps to informing your creation of your business capability model. Having mapped out your value streams, you will very quickly draw out the business capabilities that are required to deliver each step in your value streams. So in the accompanying newsletter to this podcast episode, I use an example of a housing association and a generic housing association business capability model. Another important thing to mention is actually companies in the same sector often have the same capabilities, and that fact has been useful in some areas where in more established industries there are common industry capability models, for example in the telecom sector, and these can be really useful as a shortcut and a sense check of some of your analysis and the creation of your business capability model. So that's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. If you do want to learn more about how to create great IT strategies, then please sign up at howtoitstrategy.com for both early access and an early bird discount to my upcoming course. Please also consider subscribing to the newsletter, which is available at resage.substack.com, so you don't miss out any written instalments. And of course, you can find this podcast on all major podcast platforms. This has been the How to IT Strategy podcast. I'm Richard Sage. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.